This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva urges voters to elect competent candidates in local level election to safeguard constitution and democracy. Election Commission directs district administration offices and security agencies to ensure effective implementation of election code of conduct. Nepal wins one-day series defeating Zimbabwe A by 6 wickets in decisive match. And Sri Lankan Prime Minister Mahindra Rajapaksa resigns amid economic crisis. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has urged all voters to elect competent candidates in the local level elections to safeguard the constitution and democracy. Addressing a mass gathering organized in Dhangari today, Prime Minister Deva said capable representatives should be elected to strengthen the provincial and federal governments. The Prime Minister further stated that he was committed to ensuring the development of the far western region of the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Deva directed the rebel candidates from the Nepali Congress to withdraw their candidacies. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda had said the five-party ruling alliance should get continuity to maintain political instability in the country. Addressing a gathering organized in Dhangari today, Chairman Prachanda said people were happy to see the electoral alliance between the leftist and democratic forces. The Election Commission has directed all district administration offices and security agencies to ensure the effective implementation of the Election Code of Conduct to make the May 13 local level election free, fair and impartial. Commission's spokesperson Saligram Sharma Podel in today's press conference said the sale, distribution and consumption of alcohol had been restricted until the vote casting was completed beginning from tomorrow midnight. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has made arrangements for compulsorily installing CC cameras at the vote counting stations at all local levels. According to the Election Commission, the CC cameras have been managed aimed at preventing unwanted activities during the vote counting and reducing disputes. Election Commission spokesperson Sharma Podel said the installation of CC cameras at the vote counting centers would help ensure transparency in vote counting and make it secure. He added that the work of installing the required CC cameras would complete tomorrow. The government has decided to grant a holiday on the voting day of the May 13 local level election. Issuing a press statement today, the Ministry of Home Affairs has stated that there will be a holiday for government officers and public agencies across the country on Friday. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday decided to provide a holiday on the election day. UK's ambassador to Nepal, Nicola Pallid, called on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Phompha Vissal, today. During the meeting held at Singhadarbar, Minister Vissal and Ambassador Pallid discussed various aspects relating to the Nepal-UK relations and mutual cooperation. Minister Vissal thanked the UK government for its support to Nepal to combat COVID-19. Appraising the UK representative that the development of reservoir-based projects was the priority of Nepal for energy security, the energy minister urged the UK government and private sector there to invest in such projects. On the occasion, Ambassador Pallid said the British government had been working together with the Alternative Energy Promotion Centre and it was willing to collaborate in other energy sectors as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
2074 को पालना गरौ। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौ।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli says his party is in favor of holding the local election in a peaceful and fearless manner. Addressing a gathering organized in Pokhara today, Chairperson Oli claimed that the development wave would begin if the UML had the chance to lead the government again. He also argued that efforts were being made to weaken the UML from different sides. Nepal defeated Zimbabwe A by 6 wickets in the last and decisive match played under the one-day series. With the win, Nepal clinched the 3 one-day match series by a 2-1 win. In a match reduced to 33 overs due to wet outfield at the Kathmandu-based Kirtipur Cricket Ground today, Nepal won the toss and decided to field first. Nepal limited Zimbabwe A to 213 runs, taking all wickets in 32.1 overs. Kishore Mahato took 5 wickets, while Sompal Kami took 2 wickets for the Nepali team. Nepal managed to chase the target of 214 runs in 30.1 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Opener Kushal Bhurtel scored the highest 84 runs, while Dipinder Singh Ayre collected the second highest 60 runs for the team. All-rounder Karan Kesi was declared the man of the series, who took 6 wickets and 25 runs in the 3 matches. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Mahindra Rajapaksa has resigned amid mass protest at the government's handling of the economic crisis. The move came as the country was placed under curfew after violent clashes between Rajapaksa supporters and anti-government protesters in Colombo. According to the BBC, at least 78 people have been injured in the violence in the capital. There have been protests over soaring prices and power cuts since last month in Sri Lanka. Russian chief negotiator in talks with Ukraine over ending the war says discussions have not stopped and are continuing remotely. According to Russia's Interfax news agency, Moscow chief negotiator Vladimir Medinsky said Russia required more specifics on hand in order to meet in person. The two sides have not held face-to-face peace talks since the 29th of March, rather, though they have met by video link. Moscow has accused Kyiv of stalling the talks and using reports of atrocities committed by Russian troops in Ukraine to undermine negotiations. Meanwhile, the president of the European Union's executive arm said it will respond next month to Ukraine's bid to join the bloc. Ursula von der Leyen tweeted that the EU Commission would aim to deliver its opinion in June. Now the general forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Province 1 and at a few places in hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sirvadu Deva urges voters to elect competent candidates in local level election to safeguard constitution and democracy. Election Commission directs district administration officers and security agencies to ensure effective implementation of election code of conduct. Nepal wins one-day series defeating Zimbabwe A by 6 wickets in decisive match. And Sri Lankan Prime Minister Mahendra Rajapaksa resigns amid economic crisis. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.